Lauren, this is another go-around for you for Hall of Fame. You're already a member as part of the 1999 team, which was inducted as part of the 2021 class. But what's it like to be back involved in the Hall of Fame mix again?
Well, anytime I have a chance to come back to Tahlequah and be a part of anything going on at NSU, it's always a tremendous honor. So excited to be back in town and excited to be here at NSU.
We'll get a Hall of Fame update from John. How's it been going so far?
Well, the crowds are pouring in. It looks like we're going to have a full house again, and we're just excited to have this wonderful class in here. And I'm telling you, man, when Lauren and some of his teammates, I saw them last time they come in here, and I'm looking at Lauren, and I look at the 1980 team walking in here. Yep. I'm like, man, we might want to see if all these guys got some eligibility, especially this guy sitting next to me right here. So,
Yeah. Well, here's the interesting thing is this is taking place in May. It was supposed to happen in the winter but had to get moved, and yet the crowd is still huge for this May event. Going back to you, Lauren, talking about that 1999 team, it still stands the test of time as one of the all-time greatest across Northeastern State football. Just an opening question on that group. What was so special about that unit? What gelled well for them? What allowed them that level of success?
Well, I think it was just a resilient group. You know, when we got here in 1996, we were moving from NAIA to NCAA yep. Division II, so we had a couple years there where we were not eligible for the playoffs, and we had a big recruiting class. Of course, Coach Eckert did a phenomenal job bringing in guys. We probably had 30 guys in our recruiting class, and the retention piece was really big. So we had a lot of us that had kind of endured those tough couple of years, and then we got into 1999 and ended up losing a couple games. At one point, didn't think we were going to get into the playoffs, and got hot at the right time and got a couple breaks, just like everything. And it was a group that played really good defense. We had an excellent running back, a bunch of offensive linemen that had played together for a couple of years. So it was a lot of fun. And, you know, when you play Division II ball, a lot of times when you go stay on the road, it's four guys in one room, and you're eating at the Kettle and different yep. places like that. And so when we made the playoffs, we got to fly two guys to a room. We got our own bed, and they gave us a per diem and all the stuff that goes along with that. So it was a lot of fun.
It takes a special type of player to man the trenches, and you being a member of that offensive line, it still stands as one of the greatest rushing attacks across the NCAA era. What was it like going to war with those guys every week?
Well, a lot of fun. You know, we had a good group of guys that had been together for quite some time. A lot of us were recruited together, but I would still say we're an average offensive line, but we had a great running back. Carlton Boo was yep. our running back, and a great running back will always make an average offensive line look really, really good. And so we were fortunate to have those pieces in place, and we were able to run the ball really, really well and play good defense.
And Carlton still stands as the program's most recent Harlan Hill finalist. I think that hopefully we'll be able to get one on the list added pretty soon with what Coach Chev is doing. But now spotlighting your time as a coach, because, of course, you've been immensely successful at Bixby. What are some lessons you learned as a player at NSU that's translated over now to the coaching ranks?
Well, I tell you, Coach Eckert did such a good job. He kind of had his hands in everything, but I think the big thing was the relationships he built with us players. You know, a bunch of us got to the facility early, every day because Coach Eck was out in the locker room holding court, visiting with people, and then took a lot of pride in all of us. And so I think that's the big deal, is finding a way to be around your guys, finding a way to develop relationships. That way you can kind of spot if something's going on or you need to pour into one guy or another maybe a little more.
And I'll open this one up to you too, John. Talking about the student-athlete experience from what it was 25, 30 years ago to now, I mean, it's night and day. But in your own words, what are some of the challenges that you think are still present nowadays that were back then, and now maybe also some key differences?
Well, you know, I think, the landscape of college athletics has changed immensely in the last 4 or 5 years particularly. And with the money influx and outside influences and NIL and transfers and the things that are just it's not the same landscape anymore, and we've had to learn to deal with things differently on the fly, and it changes almost on a daily basis now. And so just learning how to adapt every single day. Back when I played a long time ago, I was actually recruited to NSU back in 86, and things were completely different back then. You know, you went somewhere, you spent 4 years there, and you developed, and you learned from your coaches, and you learned as from mentors. And man, today it's kids are chasing big dreams, and it's hard to keep them for a long time.
And you know, at the high school level, coaching at the high school level, we see the trickle down. You know, just some things that we didn't have to face years ago. A kid is getting ready to sign with a Power Five university and make generational changing money. And so it definitely affects them. It stresses them out and just makes things just a little bit different. But the athletes these days, I think the kids, you know, still want to work hard, still want to do good, but there are just so many different things that they have to navigate.
Going back to you, John, what's it like to welcome Lauren back again for this night, a huge one honoring NSU's history?
Well, you know, everybody understands what Lauren means to the state of Oklahoma and football and his accomplishments, you know, back as a player at NSU and then now as a coach. And any time that you can bring in, maybe in my opinion, one of the best coaches, if not the best coach in the entire country, and just a great human being, it means a lot to us, and it's a great representation of what NSU has had the privilege of being around, and we want to continue, you know, hanging around a guy like this. You know, he's an icon, and it just it's really appreciative, and we've had some talks in the past. I've called him up, and I said, hey, you know, I need some help with this or that, and man, he every time I call, he said the door's open, let's sit down and talk. And so to have that kind of resource and somebody that's walked the walk like he has, it's just been great.
And going back to you, Lauren, one more question for you. Let's talk about the current state of things here at Northeastern State, because as I'm sure you're aware, in the 90s, winningest college football program in the state of Oklahoma. Post-90s, we've had a hard time reestablishing our identity, particularly post-Tom Eckert era. It feels like things are starting to go back in the right direction under Coach Chev. Had a 9-win season last year, most in 25 years. You look at all the individual statistics, a lot of them are ranking among the program's best dating back to when you played here. What do you think about the job Chev's done so far? And, of course, the next question that goes with that is how does he keep it going?
Well, I think the word that comes to mind is momentum, and momentum is a thing. And Coach Chev coming in and into a situation where Northeastern hadn't won a lot of games, more or less generated his own momentum. He created a social media presence. He breathed life into the program. He's out in the high schools every single day recruiting. And he's been able to bring some really good players in that have helped us take it to the next level. And I tell you what, I don't know if it's the last year of the President's Cup, but, man, what a big win for Northeastern this year to go down and beat UCO at their place.
Absolutely. Well, any final thoughts, Lauren? Again, huge night. Big congratulations to you.
Well, it's just an honor. And like I'll mention in just a moment, you guys obviously didn't look at a whole lot of my game tape when selecting me to be in the Hall of Fame. And so just fortunate to have a lot of really good people that have impacted my life and impacted my career to help me be in this position.
Absolutely. Well, appreciate the time, Coach.
Thank you very much.